Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I do enjoy a nice, juicy, thick cock. I do appreciate well-endowed men. Your girl crush episode was bomb. What have you got against hairy pussy? It's so tasty. The mood hits me, and I'm like, you know what? I think I want some casual sex with some randoms. All right, everyone. Well, I've got another Q&A session here lined up. And as usual, I'm disgustingly behind on all this. I'm not getting through all of it. I do my best, but what can I say? And you know, I don't mind if you resubmit stuff, by the way. So if for some reason it doesn't make, you know, I don't pull it out of my queue, sometimes it gets buried and then I just kind of take the stuff that's on the top. Maybe I'm being lazy, but at any rate, if you want to send me stuff again, you know, please feel free to do so. I honestly do my best to get everything answered. Sometimes I'm better at that than others. Okay, let's jump right in. So this is, what is your most desired fantasy? Well, right now, my most desired fantasy, back up at the top of my list, is the rape fantasy. It's come back around, and it's just kind of what's on my mind. Maybe not surprisingly, but it's hard to find someone that wants to do that. I would really like to scratch that off my list, but it is kind of a weird thing in the sense that, you know, you're going to have to really trust someone. And if you do, then you're probably pretty personal with them, and asking them to do this may or may not be in their wheelhouse. So it's kind of a hard matchup. You know, it's hard to fit that need, and maybe I'll have to outsource it. I seem to come across plenty of guys out there, like, you know, on the internet, that, you know, they boast this is their thing. So maybe I've got to source it out, you know, maybe I need to source it out. But that's kind of where it's at. So it's back on the top of my list, and we'll see what happens. Okay. Here's another comment here. Is this a question? Oh, here we go. I'm at work right now listening to your podcast. I hope I don't get too hard. Well, first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening while you're at work. And getting too hard, in my opinion, there's no such thing. So please listen away. Get as much blood flow as possible. I hope it's a massive, massive erection. And I enjoy knowing this. So thank you. And hopefully you can relieve that, or you have an outlet for that when you get home. Oh, keep listening at work. I love it. Okay. If you ever need experience with a really big dick for new subject matter, we should talk. Well, I do enjoy, as I'm sure you're aware, I do enjoy a nice, juicy, thick cock. I do appreciate well-endowed men. Whether or not we should talk, I don't know, because I don't know you. And if the only thing you have going for you is your big dick, I gotta tell you, it's gonna take a little bit more than that. Well, quite a lot more than that. So it's not just about the size portion. Although, you know, kudos to you. I'm glad you have a big dick. And, you know, maybe there's a big dick members week you can be a part of and, you know, flaunt it and celebrate it and all that. But I like a well-rounded man. And that would mean, you know, if he's got a big dick, that's a even more of a benefit. But it's not a requirement. As I've said before, I'm not a size queen. All right, but I do appreciate the offer, sweetheart. All right, thanks. Okay, what's the longest you've been out in public with a lover's cum running down your thighs? Ooh, that's a good question. The longest. Let me think about this. I would say at least 5 hours, several hours. It's got to be a lot. For the most part, you know, I will clean up, you know, kind of clean that up, go pee so I don't get a bladder infection. I do try to get the bulk of it out right after, but a lot of times, you know, it doesn't get all of it out because it's can be way back up in there, and the you know, the dripping of it happens for quite a long time. So I would say a good 5 hours. And then, you know, it's funny, you'll be walking around, you'll totally forget about it, and all of a sudden you'll just, this is just this big, like, gush will just come out, and then you're like, oh yeah, that's right, there's cum in there. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. It can go quite a while. I would say 5 hours plus, you know, right around there. Okay. Do you ever have your lovers masturbate in front of you to elevate their self-pleasure? Do I ever have them masturbate in front of me to elevate their self-pleasure? Yeah, of course. I love to watch that. I get off on watching that. That's hot. Watching the way a guy touches himself, how he strokes his cock, whether it's fast or slow, the pressure, the part, you know, whether it's on the shaft or just, you know, on the head. I mean, I like to watch this because I like to basically commit that shit to memory. You know, I want to know what he's doing that he likes so that I can do it to him. So, and of course, watching a guy pleasure himself is extremely hot. So I do love it. Yeah. I will have that done in front of me, and, it's very hot. And also, I'll, you know, of course, masturbate for a guy. I mean, it goes both ways. So it's sometimes it's fun just to watch. And then other times it's fun to say, hey, watch me, you know. And I like to watch a guy getting all excited and worked up and just dying to stick that cock in me as he's getting harder and harder and harder. So, yes, it's all good stuff. Okay. What was it that changed for you when you decided to learn more about your sexuality? Your honesty is breathtaking. Well, hey, thank you. I'm glad you have appreciated the Curious Girl Diaries and this sexual road trip that I've been on. It's really strange. I mean, like I said, it just clicked in me like, oh my God, I'm wasting the pretty. Like, what the fuck am I doing? I can't tell you it was a specific event or anything. I just realized that I hadn't been touched or, you know, by anybody and expressing myself sexually with anybody in so long. And I kind of was like, yeah, I don't think that's normal. Something's wrong with this picture. And, you know, and not to be pissing on my own porch, but, you know, it's just like, look at you, you know, you're attractive. And why are you keeping this under wraps? You know, why are you just acting like that part of your life is over? And so I really just quickly turned on a dime and just moved in a different direction. That is the thing about me. I'm very much in the moment, and I can get mad really fast, just like, boom, it's a switch will flick, or I can change my mind about something equally as fast. It's just, and then once I do, you know, there's usually, it's the switch and then the action behind it. Like, I take action. So, with this, I just decided, okay, that's it. I'm done with this. I'm not going to go one more day like this. And I very quickly just, you know, I said, hey, I hadn't forgotten how to flirt. I just hadn't done it in a long time. So, you know, I very quickly put the wheels in motion to reverse this thing and get myself out of the ditch. And and back out there just having fun. And then, you know, I of course thought, well, let's make a list of all the fun things you want to do. What's on your set? Get a bucket list. What do you want to check off? What do you want to do? And then I thought, you know, wouldn't it be fun if you just anonymously documented all of this? And so, yeah, here we are 3 years later. That's how you end up sharing all of your sexual experiences with complete strangers. But again, I'm glad that you find the honesty refreshing and you enjoy it. Sometimes it's not always fun for everybody who's on the receiving end of my honesty, but I'm glad that you appreciate it. Thank you for the question. Okay. Well, here's a troll. So every once in a while I put the troll stuff out there. You're lazy and fat and you need discipline. Clearly your dom is a slacker. A real dom like me would never put up with your behavior. I'd have you collared up wearing any collar I gave you until you obeyed my every whim. Okay. Where do I start with this? I'll start with the fat comment. This is ridiculous. And, you know, when somebody tries, the funny part is when it's always, why is it that when someone wants to attack you, they want to pick on you physically? I think this is the last area. There's other things I have insecurities. This is just not one of those areas. Why does everybody go for this? Like they're going for the jugular. To me, this is like you're like a little nippy chihuahua, and I'm about ready to fucking kick you in the teeth. There's no effect. You are not going to affect my body image. It's just too high. It's maybe higher than it should be. To be honest, I probably think I look better than I really do. But just to put this in perspective, as to why I don't. This just cannot faze me or does not faze me at all is I've posted pictures of myself and clearly I'm not fat. Now, maybe to this person I am. Maybe they like, you know, they want like a Kate Moss cocaine thin girl. I'm a tall, slim girl. I'm not anorexic. So maybe that's what this guy's into. But very quickly, I will just type in here, like, what's my BMI? Let me see. I'm 5'10", and I'm 135 pounds. And this thing says, it says my BMI is 19.4, indicating your weight is in the normal category for adults your height. And the category, the range for this is, so if I go below 18.5, just to let you know, like, I am maybe on the slimmer side, or according to this I am, it says, if I go below 18.5, I'm underweight. So the BMI, healthy BMI, normal BMI is 18.5 to 24.9. That's normal. And I am 19.4 is what it says my BMI is. So I'm on the lower end of this. Anyway, again, to further my point, I mean, you're not going to catch me wanting to turn the lights out when I have sex. And I just don't, yeah, I don't, I like my curves. I've got boobs, you know, and I got a smaller waist and some, you know, which makes me look like I've got some hips. I don't have big hips, but you know, just, I like my shape. I don't have a problem with it. So, I'll address, that's just in a fat part. Now, maybe he's using fat as a metaphor. I don't know. Some sort of new term for fat that I'm unaware of. But, you know, clearly that my dom is a slacker and a real dom, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no, you don't sound like a real dom to me. You sound like a real jackass. You sound like just a domineering person who's probably got some, you know, mommy issues. But you don't sound like a real dom to me. And if you think you are, I would certainly invite you onto a podcast and we could discuss why you're a real dom. And I would be happy to go toe-to-toe with you any day of the week, sweetheart. So you have an open invitation. And if you think you want to man up, please do so. because I'll be here ready to chew your fucking ass up and spit you out. There you go. If you think you can man up, you know, and get me to do whatever you want, well, I'm going to give you an open shot at that. All right, next question. I love listening to you and Sir Inc. You seem to disagree on a few fundamental issues. Do you still get along well? Despite this, I sense some kinky fuckery brewing. Well, of course, hey, yes, I love chatting with Sir Inc. And you know what? I don't need people on that agree with me all the time. It's good to have your opinions tested and somebody else say, wait a minute now, have you looked at it this way? What about this? You know, what I believe happens from our just our conversations is that he'll end up looking at something differently or being a little more open-minded about it, as well as myself, you know? So I'm like, okay, you know, I didn't think of it that way. And it's always good to test your resolve on things and know that where you're, you know, whatever you're stuck on now, 5-10 years from now, it probably won't be the same. It may, but there's a high likelihood that it'll change. Everything does. And I can tell you just from looking back in my life, you know, where there's a lot of things that have changed, especially in these past 3 years. I mean, just you have to stay a little bit open-minded and respectful of others' opinions. Just, you know, even if it doesn't apply to you, it's okay. You know, it's not a big deal. And so, yes, you know, do we still get along? Well, absolutely. There's no not getting along between he and I. We're great friends, and I respect his, you know, even when we're different on things. I like that. I don't want someone to agree with me all the time, and I don't need people around me that are totally like-minded and, you know, and just that where we don't challenge each other. What good is that? So, you know, that's what a good friend will do, but we do it respectfully. So, yeah, I mean, that's what you're hearing, you know, what you hear is, you know, maybe to speak to the, you know, that you think there's some, you sense some kinky fuckery brewing. It's what you're sensing is, you know, is two people who respect each other and who can hear each other out and, you know, and not have to make the other person wrong so that they can be right. And it's just what you're probably hearing is a fun, playful level of respect that we have for each other. So I will, I'll leave it at that. Okay. Your girl crush episode was bomb. What have you got against hairy pussy? It's so tasty. Let me see. Was this a guy or a girl that sent this? Oh, I can't tell. It's just an email. I don't know. I don't think I just cannot get into the hairy pussy thing. It's not my thing. Again, I think that however a woman wants to, you know, style and wear her pubic hair, more power to you. I don't, you know, it's A-okay with me. I just, first of all, mine won't ever get like that because I've lasered it. So it's not going to, you know, it's just in a nice little landing strip. It's just not going to go out anymore. I didn't have, before I lasered it though, I didn't have a big wide bush. You know, it's just, I'm not that hairy. So, I don't know. Something about it just seems so 70s to me. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's like, huh. But Mickey is a beautiful, amazingly sexy gal. And I, you know, just really, she's a sexy woman. I mean, when you are around her, she's confident, she's beautiful, and I can see why she said, doesn't matter, it's going to get eaten anyway. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it for a second. I believe that I don't have to be so fanatical about grooming mine and doing all the shit that I do. I think guys are pretty simple. I don't know about women. I don't know how, you know, if you're in a same-sex relationship, how that would be viewed. But I know that she's right. I mean, men, you guys are not super picky. And if a girl's beautiful and she's got a hairy pussy, I don't think you're going to protest at all. So I, on the other hand, for me, and if, you know, if there's any slim chance that I could ever get to that mode, I would, I would have to be a well-groomed one. I don't want to be swirling pubes with my tongue. I don't want them in my mouth, you know, picking them out, gagging on them. There's a hair in my throat. I can't see my way to it. I mean, I don't want a guy with long pubes either. Yuck. No. I just feel like that area should be under control, managed, groomed, you know, cleaned up. There you go. Okay. All right. I think Cowboy N is so damn sexy. I fantasize about him. I listen to his voice and masturbate. Whoa. Can you describe him physically more? I hope you don't mind that I totally want to fuck him. Well, I totally don't blame you. How about that? No, I don't mind that you totally want to fuck him. I get it. Let's see. I think this is cool. I mean, it's kind of hot that you think he's that sexy and that you fantasize about him. He is damn sexy. Let me see here. And his voice, I know. Oh my God. I love a deep voice. That fucking voice. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, when I hear that voice, yeah. Like, when we're having sex, when he says, come for me. Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh my God. It's like, it sets off a little, it's like this little switch in my head. It's like, ding! And I'm instantly just getting, I mean, if I'm not right there, I'm getting there real fast. It just sends me. Let me see, how do I describe him? Well, he's obviously, as I've said, very tall, 6'6". I love his hands. Oh my God, the hands. Those hands turn me on. They're big. He's a big boy, and his hands are big, and he's just built well. He's got a nice body. He's lean, not too lean. Although last time I saw him, I'm like, you know, you need to. He's working a lot. I'm like, you got to make sure you get enough food because he can eat a lot. Unbelievable, like what the calories that guy can burn, or just not even like put on any weight. It's ridiculous. But very, you know, just nice, muscular, defined build and blue eyes, dark hair. And he just, you know, some people just have this sex appeal. There's just something about it, you know? You know what I mean? Like, you can't put your finger on it. And he's just real sexy. I mean, and he's smart and witty. And he always has a real fast comeback that's funny, you know, and just keeps me on my toes. He's a good conversationalist. So, yeah, I mean, he's just a man. He's a man's man, you know, like, ugh. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely just totally fucking into him. So I can understand if somebody else is too. Trust me. Yeah. Yeah. What else can I tell you about him? And he has this, it's weird, because, you know, it's like, he's very much a man, like, you know, kind of stoic, you know, that kind of thing. But he also has this, like, I don't know, just like soft side that, you know, affectionate side that comes out. And when he's just touching me a certain way, it just sends electricity through my body. You know, he's great to sleep with. I don't mean, you know, the fucking, obviously the fucking, yes, that's off the charts. But I mean, like, sleep in bed with. I love, like, the way our bodies fit together. And I can sleep with just totally wrapped up in him, which is really, I mean, normally I'm like, I want my personal space. I don't want anybody touching me. So, you know, it's just like comforting. It's very comforting. And he's quite something. So again, I get it. I'm not bothered by this at all. I get it. So keep listening. I hope those descriptives help you and in your masturbatory pursuit. And I masturbate to him all the time. So hey, there you go. We're in the same, again, you and I have a lot in common. All right. You said you were on the hunt. How's that going? And how long will you hunt? Well, I don't know how long that will go. It's just kind of, I just got the hankering for it, you know? It just kind of came over me. I'm like, yep. Same thing as when, you know, I started this whole thing. Like I said, something pops in there. Something gets in my head and I just run with it. And this is no different. I just, the mood hits me and I'm like, you know what? I think I want some casual sex with some randoms. And then I start exploring that. It's not as fulfilling as being with someone that you know and care about and you already have a great history with, and you know, and you know each other's bodies and you have a general just, you know, caring and respect for each other. Is it as good as that? No, but it's not really supposed to be. It's not supposed to compete with that stuff. It's just, you know, sometimes you just gotta scratch an itch, you know, you like, and be reactive, you know, you have an urge and you take care of it, and you take care of it with somebody's cock, and it's quite enjoyable. So I don't know how long I'll be in that mode, but I'll do my best to satisfy it as long as I am. I'll let you know when I bounce out of it. How about that? If and when I change my mind, I'll let you know. Okay. Here's the next one. Okay, I'm a female listener. Don't know how many you have. Any advice for a shy girl who wants to embrace her inner slut? Oh, well, yay to the female listeners. Guess what? I just was checking on this the other day because it came up the other day with Cowboy Ann. I don't know how we were talking about it. And he somehow just came up like how many, what my audience base was, if it was mostly male, which you would think it would be. I would think it would be just about damn near all male. But actually, it's about 60-40. And so there's a lot of female listeners, although I don't get the correspondence from the females that I do from the males, you know, I guess for obvious reasons. But I want to encourage, please, ladies, send me your questions. I love hearing from you. And to answer this question about how to be a shy girl and how to kind of embrace your inner slut, let me see. Well, you kind of just got to jump off that cliff. I know it's daunting, but just imagine you gotta put a little action behind it. And whether or not you get in this acting mode where you're just acting out being bold when really you're not, that's okay. Be bold, be flirtatious, you know, men are very quick to pick up on this stuff. You won't have to try very hard. I kind of call it just turning your light on a little bit. Just turn your light on. You know, it says, hey, here I am, available. I think the easiest thing you can do is when you're walking around or when you walk into a room, wherever you are, I think, you know, a couple things. A, make sure you're standing up straight with good posture. And if you like somebody or you're walking by, or even if you don't like them, just practice making like a 2-second direct eye contact with somebody as you're walking by. And then you can just shift your gaze, you know, to the next guy or whatever. And seriously, if you're just kind of thinking about sex or projecting sex, I'm telling you, it's uncanny. Guys do pick up on this stuff. They really do. They have this lizard brain thing. I don't know what it is, but it's not hard to get them interested or, you know, seeing the signal that, hey, you're open for business. And then they'll, you know, the dominant ones, the outgoing ones, they'll approach you. And so you won't really have to do much other than, you know, just let them kind of lead the conversation and, you know, see where it goes. But when you are talking to somebody again one-on-one, it's really important, again, with a direct eye contact, because then, you know, then you're hooking them. I mean, they're going to get sucked in. So you don't have to really, you know, it's not like you have to change your outfits or you dress a certain way or anything like that. Really, it's about your attitude and the way you're carrying yourself. And I'm telling you, sure as shit, guys have a fucking radar for that. They pick up on it. And just try that. Just try it and see, you know, see how it works. Let me know, because I'm telling you, it's just as simple as that. Okay. Why are you ending the show? Well, I don't know, maybe you missed it, but I'm changing it. I'm not officially ending it. It's just the format that I've been doing it under, you know, which is really sort of pursuant on me getting out there, screwing, and then talking about it. That's sort of coming to an end. Not that I won't still be talking about my sex life and what's going on. Of course I will. I'll still be interjecting that, but I am I'm changing it. I'm working on some different ideas. Again, it could be more interviews. It could just be more collaborations, things of that nature. I just don't want it. It can't just be about me anymore. These 3 years have been great and fun. And again, I'll continue to have, you know, sexy fun for sure. But I can't have the show be hinging on what I'm doing or not doing sexually. That doesn't, it doesn't work for me anymore. And I'm ready to just move it in a different direction. So it's not officially ending. It's just going to be a little bit different, but you know, don't just stay tuned. Cause I think it's going to be just as fun, if not more fun than it's been up to this point. I really do. I'm going to be able to focus on it more from a, I don't know, just maybe bringing better information, spicing it up with the topics, because I can talk to other people, you know, and bring in some people that are doing some weird, funky shit, you know, and we can talk about it. And, you know, cause there's things I'm never going to do and I can't get to. Right. So let me get some other people on here that have, and that do, and you'll still get raging hard-ons and hopefully still get turned on at work or wherever it is that you, or on your commute. I know there's a lot of you people that listen during the commute. I love that. Thank you. But I'll be sure that it's still sexy and, you know, and boner worthy. All right. Okay. I listened to your podcast, The Need. Good for you for recognizing the power and influence that a true dominant can bring to his sub. This is what makes a dominant-submissive relationship one of the strongest, deepest dynamics you will ever experience. Okay, so that was just more of a comment, not a question, but thank you. Yeah, it's some deep, some those are some deep, deep waters for sure. And I, you know, it's interesting. I read somewhere else about the tingling head to toe. And I was talking about it with my friend, Mickey, who I had on the, you know, she was the gal that did the Girl Crush podcast with me. She's had the same thing with a guy that she sees. And she actually just recently broke up with him. We have some parallel situations. She's got more than one guy, or she did. And, you know, she's kind of got this long-term guy that she's seen for a long time. And she had to let, like, the spicy, sexy guy go, the guy that gave her the tingles, because she knew that the long-term love and connection that she had with her other guy, even though maybe the sex is different, I won't say that it's less, it's just different, right? It's not quite the same as the other Mr. Number Two, you know, but, yeah, she... she had to let go of that. And something that I struggle with a little bit, like, you know, what am I going to do? What's coming for me? Because I would, you know, I'm kind of moving into my love phase. I'm all about love. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. Did I comment well enough on that? Yes, but I kind of got off track there. But yeah, it's no joke. I mean, I've never experienced anything like it. I'll openly say it's something that is so different. It's so unique. It's strong. And it once it gets a hold of you, it's always going to have a hold of you. You may not see that person, and you could be separated from them, but you're never going to forget that feeling. It's going to be something that you're always craving, that you're always wanting, and that you always know in the back of your mind, that's how deep it can be. And if you don't have that same dynamic, it does make it hard for the other dynamics you have, even though they could be really, really good and maybe better for you. but you're always gonna, you know, you're gonna want to gravitate back towards that dominant, submissive, and it's a very, very powerful pull. So there you go. Okay. After your girl crush, are you finally going to hook up with a girl? Trust me, you will love it. Well, I haven't, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I hope so. I'd like to have that experience someday, and I don't know why it's, I don't even know what to say about it anymore. Really, it's ridiculous, but One of these days, I'll find myself in the right situation, and I'll go for it. I will. I'll go for it. But when is that going to happen? Your guess is as good as mine. Really, literally. I have no irons in the fire, so it's not like it's brewing on the horizon or I've been working that angle. It's just something that I'm either going to say, okay, I'm going to put some massive energy into this to try to make this happen, or I'm just going to sit back like I have been and wait and see if anything kind of turns up, you know, comes my way, presents itself. Okay, you talked about love, being in love. Are you settling down with one guy? Well, yes, I have done a lot of talking about love lately. And it seems to be quite the hot topic. I know that Sir Ink and I just recently did a podcast about strictly that subject. And am I being in love? Are you settling down with one guy? Ultimately, that's probably the way I'll go. I mean, I don't need to have a bunch of guys. Just one good one. It's true. I know that sounds cliche, but you know, when you find someone with a lot of just the majority of what you're looking for, and being able to have this experience where I go out and I get to be with a bunch of different guys and get to know a bunch of different guys and really figure out for me what it is I really want and need, and then make a decision based on all that, it's pretty cool. So yeah, ultimately, That's the way I'll go, for sure. I don't know when exactly, but I think that's my preference. Now, again, I think I've said this before. Maybe that person's okay, you know, with stuff on the side. I mean, you know, definitely Mr. Big is. So, but I really just want to put all my effort and energy into, you know, one person, and have that reciprocated, you know. And I know who can do that, and I know who can't. And that just, you know, that makes that decision easier. And, you know, and again, that I, you know, also very lucky that I got the chance to really kind of sift and sort and figure all that out. So I definitely am hoping that this coming year, I just kind of get settled in with one person. I still have some fun, you know, again, still have great fun stuff going on, but I think I'm really, really ready for a primary, well, a legitimate primary relationship, if that makes any sense. You know, like, I'll cut out the side stuff. Either it'll be completely gone, or I'll do it every once in a blue moon. Again, like I said, it's not about the quantity. I really don't need the quantity. I prefer just one great guy. So there you have it. All right, everyone. Well, thanks again for listening. And, you know, keep sending your questions and comments. I love them. And women, please be more bold. Reach out to me. I really would love to chat with you too. I love the guys. Love them. But, you know, I'm a woman. I want to relate to other women. So send your questions, send your comments, and I will be sure to make the female listeners a priority. All right. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.